Fana cha cha bambina. No signs of injustice. For now, cha cha bambina. My Christian heart cannot withstand the thundering arena. I see you in the violent sense. For now, cha cha bambina.
To an extent, yeah.
Garrison, you'd had a drink, maybe two. You don't remember Paris, hon, but it remembers you. It's true, we flew to Paris, dear, aboard an army jet. The night you can't remember, the night I can't forget. Men zilch to you, ah, but I have our marriage certificate, and I'll keep it till I die. You were an army officer, and I just a rock cat. The night you can't remember, the night I can't forget. Sentiments, not even a petunia, but you've got vague presentiments, and I've got little Junior.
Well, your life you've never seen, woman. And welcome to another episode of Epic Moth Time. My name is Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Sorry for the late start. My computer decided to update right before the show, and thus it would not play music. But yeah, that was Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac, only a few minutes late, and welcome, even though I already said that. This is kind of a sad episode. Not because I'm going to be playing sad music. Well, I mean, I always play sad music, but not because the music today is going to be particularly sad. Mostly because it is the last episode of the fourth season of Epic Moth Time. AKA, this is the last episode of the semester, and actually of the entirety of the school year, because I will be abroad next semester. And thus, will not be, you know, playing music from Copenhagen, Denmark. So, yeah, buckle up, buckos. It's gonna be a wild ride. Yeah, a sad wild ride. Yeah, today the sunset in Medford, Somerville, Massachusetts was really beautiful. So, shout out to the sunset. Going with the sad theme, here is Sad 2 by Frankie Cosmos. Please enjoy. That was Sad 2 by none other than Frankie Cosmos. In the short while that I have not had my show, we have had your top songs from Spotify, like Spotify Wrapped, come out, which is crazy, so crazy. Because it's Spotify Wrapped, it's not actually that crazy. I mean, people always will post on their Instagram and be like, whoa, like, it's so crazy. And it's like, obviously, like, this is, like, relatable and I don't know, like, expected because it's, like, what you listened to. I don't know. I like seeing people Spotify Wrapped because I'm like, whoa, like, you listen to Tame Impala and all these silly songs. That's very silly of you. It just feels, like, really personal. Granted, I do have a radio show where, like, literal strangers can just hear me talk for an hour every week and, like, hear all my thoughts and whatever I tell them. So, I don't know if I am one to talk, but, yeah. Spotify Wrapped came out. Everything was as expected, considering I know what I listen to. But it is interesting to think back. Like, I feel like I don't know. Personally, I take pictures of everything so that I can remember things. Because I, like, I don't know. I used to journal a lot, but now I just, like, I'm like, oh, I have to, like, read my old journals. That's annoying. So I just, like, take pictures of everything. And then when I'm bored, I'll, like, or, like, feeling nostalgic, I'll just, like, flip through them. Or, like, sometimes I'll have, like, minor freakouts where I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so old. And, like, everything I love is going to, like, fall apart. And everyone I love is going to grow old and die. And, like, I don't know. I get all nostalgic in a really stressful way, but with music, it doesn't feel like that as much, because it's, like, I feel like the music is more attached to, like, specific memories and not the, like, nostalgia in general. I don't know if other people feel the way, that way, but, yeah, it's cool to go back to the Spotify Wrapped and be like, whoa, I remember that moment in my life when I couldn't stop listening to this song, and I listened to it, like, 65 times in one day. Like, craziness. Yeah, so that's that on that. Up next, we've got a fun little ditty. It was my most played song of last year, not this year. It was Look at What the Light Did Now by Flo Morrissey and Matthew E. White. Enjoy.
What the light did now, or bear it like a bounce upon the beat. Go look at what the light did now. Flow.
Land and water and bird are beast. Oh, look at what the light did now. Shiny little band or golden fleece. Oh, look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now.
That was Look at What the Light Did Now by Flo Morrissey and Matthew White. A lovely song indeed, don't you think? Yeah. Today's episode doesn't have a theme, but it kind of has a theme. It's a little bit of a loose theme. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but if at the end of the episode you can guess, good for you. Imagine I'm patting you on the back or giving you a high five. Yeah, that's all I have to say on that. Up next, we've got Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root.
Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, me say, oh, me tell you to run.
All the way, all the way.
I'm over the same, over the arm. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How we will run, how we will cry.
Hello, that was Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. Up next, we've got Teenage Blue by by Dream Girl. Enjoy. That was Teenage Blue by Dream Girl from the album Illuminati, spelled not how you think it would be spelled. And yeah, shout out to my mom too for listening, even though you forgot to for listening for most of the season, even though you forgot to listen to a lot of episodes. Thanks for listening to this one. Before I play the next song, I have a very important part of the show to present to you all, I guess. If I can find it, give me a moment. Yeah, I think some of you regulars know where this is going. If you don't, you're in for a surprise. Where is it? Where is it? All right, found it. Get ready. Here it is. dried fruit PSA. The last one of the semester. Wee woo. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This is a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And with that, here's an epic Moth Time classic. We've got Souvenir by Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus of the band Boy Genius. Please enjoy.
Like I do.
Okie dokie, artichokie. That was Julian Baker, Phoebe Bridgers, and Lucy Dacus playing Souvenir of the band Boy Genius. Yes, a very good song. A very good song indeed. Shout out to my friends Iran and Nate for tuning in. You've been big supporters of Epic Moth Time this season. It is greatly appreciated. And with that, another song. Okay, this one I feel like everyone takes as a silly joke, but it's actually like one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, even if it's really weird. So yeah, let it speak to your heart, even if it's a little silly. I Love You Earth by Yoko Ono. Please enjoy.
I love you, Earth, you are beautiful. I love the way you are. I know I never said it to you, but I wanna say it now. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now. I love you, Earth, you are beautiful. I love the way you shine. I love your valleys, I love your mornings. In fact, I love you every day. I know I never said it to you. Why? I would never know. Over blue mountains, over green fields, I wanna scream about it now. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now. You are a meeting point of infinity. You are a turning point in eternity. I love you, I love you, I love you, Earth. I love you, I love you, I love you now.
Hello, that was I Love You Earth by Yoko Ono, and I hope everyone listening finds someone that loves them as much as Yoko Ono loves the earth. Settle for nothing less, because you are a meeting point of infinity, and everyone should recognize it. Yeah, that's what I've got to say about that. Up next, we've got Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. Enjoy.
In the shadow, blocking the shade. dressed up like a pillow, so she's always in bed. Flowers for the silken girl, she's on the go. Way too fast and way too slow. She'll turn to stone in hospitals and funeral homes. And when the fog rises, somebody sighs who is not in disguise anymore.
That was Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog. A very important question, because where did all the time go? Where does the time go when it passes? I don't know, but it did pass really fast this semester, which is good, but also crazy. Good and crazy, and sad and weird, and all the feelings. Up next, we've got a song that I've played like 50 times on Epic Mouth Time, and I will play it for the 51st time because it's one of my favorites. Yeah, I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to tell it to you, or whatever the lyric is, but that's the gist of this one. It's Big Star by Lorde. Enjoy.
Everyone knows that you're too good for me, don't they? I'm a cheater, I lie and I'm shy, but you like to say hello to total strangers, shivering pines and walls of color. I can't believe I used to stay inside, but every perfect summer's gotta say goodnight. Now I watch you run through the amber light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Drinking in the dark, take me home tonight. Maybe you're a big star, you're a big star, wanna take your picture. I toss up if it's worth it now, every time I get on a plane. I've got so much to tell you and not enough time to do it in. But every perfect summer's gotta take its flight. I'll still watch you run through the winter light. I used to love the party, now I'm not alright. Hope the honey please make it home tonight. Baby, you're a big star, you're a big star, wanna take your picture till I die. Till I die, till I die.
Hello. That amazing song, also about a dog. We had two songs about dogs. This episode kind of seems like songs about dogs are kind of the best songs ever, but Big Star by Lord, about Lord's dog Pearl, who died apparently. The dog is dead, but apparently, yeah, okay, whatever. Up next we've got Emmylou by First Aid Kit. Please enjoy. we are nearing the end of the show, which is absolutely bonkers. Before I say goodbye, I obviously have to play a song by this artist. So get ready for Godspeed by Frank Ocean, the one and only. Please enjoy.
Just a sweet word. The table is prepared for you. Wishing you God. Godspeed, glory. There will be mountains you won't move. Still, I'll always be there for you. How I do. I let go of my claim on you. It's a free world. You look down on where you came from. Sometimes. But you'll have this place to call on. Always.
Okie dokie, artichokies. That was Godspeed by Frank Ocean, the one and only. Up next, we've got a slower song, but a lovely song nonetheless. It's Mama, You've Been On My Mind, studio outtake 1993 by Jeff Buckley. Enjoy.
Perhaps it is the color of the sun caught flat and covering the crossroads I'm standing at. Or maybe it's the weather or something like that. Mama, you've been on my mind. I mean no trouble, please don't put me down. Don't get upset, I am not pleading. Oh, still I can't forget you. I do not pace the floor, bow down and bend, but yet, well, mommy, you've been on my mind. Even though my eyes are hazy and my thoughts, they might be narrow, where you been, don't bother me. Oh, bring me down with sorrow. I don't even mind who you'll be waking with tomorrow. But mama, you're just on my mind. I am not asking you to say words like yes or no, please understand me. I have no place I'm calling you to go. I'm just whispering to myself so I can't pretend that I don't know. Mommy, you just on my mind. Up in the morning, baby, look inside your mirror. You know I won't be next to you, you know I won't be near. I'd just be curious to know if you can see yourself as clear as someone who has had you on his mind.
Hello, that was Mama You've Been On My Mind, Studio Outtake 1993 by Jeff Buckley. Before I play the last song of the show, I have something important to read to you. I don't think it's, well, it is not a moth fact. It's not that I don't think, it is not a moth fact, nor is it a poem, but I feel like it encompasses, I don't know, just the vibe of today's show, and also just like growing up at Tufts for the last, like I've been doing radio since like my freshman year, and now I'm a junior, and the next time I'll be here is when I'll be a senior, and that's kind of crazy. Like, this has been like the most constant thing at Tufts, I feel like, for me, really. Like, I come in every week, do my show, and yeah. So with that in mind, here I read to you part of the editor letter from February of 2013 on Ricky Mag. It might not make sense, and that's okay. Just listen. The process known as growing up is riddled with Pandora's boxes. The negative of every circumstance becomes more and more visible, and you have to accept it if you want the positive, too. Be it in a friendship, an opportunity, or listening to an album that might do something to your breathing for a moment instead of keeping you up and busy. I used to accept the negative by believing it would all one day pass off as material for my EGOT-winning body of work, based on the horrors of my life and personality, making it all worth it. I used to scheme, basically. But bad experiences are no longer a means to an end for me. I lost my spot. As difficult as it is to convince myself of this when such experiences are actually taking place, I really do think I prefer a life of emotional range to one that's consistently happy. It's not that I believe you need the bad to appreciate the good, but I do believe that there's a difference between happiness and fulfillment, and I think the latter is more for me. My goofiest sounding secret is that I also believe in magic. Sometimes I call it God, and sometimes I call it light. And I believe in it because every now and then I read a really good book or hear a really good song or have a really good conversation with a friend, and they seem to have a kind of shine to them. The list I keep of these moments in the back of my journal is comprised less of times when I was laughing or smiling, and more of times when I could feel the colors in my eyes deepening from the display before me. Times in which I was witnessing an all-encompassing representation of my life, driven by an understanding that, coincidence or not, our existence is a peculiar thing, and perhaps the greatest way to honor it is to just be human, to be happy and sad and everything else. And yeah, living is a pain, and I hate everyone and everything, and I don't exude much enthusiasm when I'm sandwiched between fluorescent light and vinyl flooring for 7 hours straight, and I'll probably mumble a bunch about how I wish I could sleep forever the next time I have to wake up super early. But make no mistake, I really do like living and growing. I really, really do. I hope you like this month. Submit something if you can, blah, 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 blah. Love, Tavi. Essentially, this was a letter from an online magazine that I used to read when I was in high school, and, like, I don't know, it's called Rookie. Greatest thing to ever be published on the internet and in books. But, yeah, I remember reading that for the first time and being like, whoa, damn. And with that, thank you to everyone who has listened, not only this season or this episode, but for the past 4 semesters that I've been doing this. I love you all so much. And yeah, here's the last song. It's Cherry Colored Funk by the Cocteau Twins. I guess I'll catch you all next year, next semester. Alrighty. This is Epic Moth Time with Danny, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Peace out.